There it is. Dr. George Pratt is joining us. He is our special co-host. David, hello. Thank you for calling Loveline.
Yes. I've been talking to this girl for a couple of months now.
Right.
We met on an online dating site, and we went on a couple of dates, and I got out of a bad relationship a few years back, so I kind of let myself go as far as relationship status. I really didn't want one. Did the single thing for a really long time. And now just kind of back into the whole swing of things, like really confused. I really like this girl, but I'm not sure if she feels the same way. And I'm just kind of looking for some advice.
It sounds like, David, it sounds like you had a traumatic breakup, and it doesn't sound like you got over that. So if that caused you to feel less confident, You want to do some tools. You want to think about healing that so you can feel balanced, because before you get into another relationship, you have to heal from the last one. And I don't care if it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago. If you are not fully open at the heart level, you know, if we can use the symbol of the heart chakra from yoga, if you're not open and if you're not clear because of past trauma, that's going to interfere with your ability to process your feelings. And you want to feel confident and clear so you can process how you feel.
All right, David?
Yeah.
All right, dude, and good luck. I mean, I've been there. I'm 33. I'm on the precipice of getting married. And I can't tell you with all honesty that I'm a confident guy and I believe in myself when it comes to romance. But you have to kind of work on the inside of David before you can even think about trying to extend the olive branch, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I understand that. I mean, as far as, I've seen many girls since we broke up.
Right.
And
so just stay at it. If that's the case, if you're out there really sampling it, then it'll come, dude. Just keep going at it and don't settle.
But get that healing, man. George is right. You need that healing.